We've got something from Mick, the clairvoyant barber.
Oh man, I like that. Okay, Mike. Oh, this is going to be good. All right, get ready to crash your record in after this one, because it's going to be facetious. Go on.
As a child, I once asked Jack Charlton for his autograph outside a newsagent's in Elland Road. He rolled his eyes skywards and said, "Here, hold on this a minute," and hand me a dog.
Give us it over here. Come here, Mr. Radio. Give us it here. Come here. Alvar Liddell bringing it to you. It says here, as a child, I once asked Jack Chomper's autograph outside a newsagent on Ellen Road. He rolled his eyes skyward and said, "Here, hold this for a minute." And he gave me... He handed me a dog, to which was attached a large salivating Alsatian. He then went to the newsagent's in there a good 15 minutes, went, "Oh, no, he didn't," and he came out and said, "Clear off." Mick, I can't believe Jack Charlton said, "Hold me, Dr. Quarterman," and told you to clear off. Jack's a gentleman. There's a story, I'm sorry we're getting bogged down, played one record this afternoon, I'm sorry about that. There's a fellow who wrote to us at the Times, and he said he's like Alex Hubbard, he really absolutely knows nothing about football, doesn't miss it, has no interest in it. But he knew in his district, he was a bit of a celebrity because he lived near Billy Bremner. He lived in Leeds, and everyone said, "You live near Billy Bremner, don't you?" And he got used to saying, "Yes, I do," but he had no idea. Anyway, and he's about 11, and figured, what really will set me apart from everyone at school was if I go up to, because he found out what house it was, and if I get Billy Bremner's autograph, he lives very close to us. So we went along to this door and stood there, and there was an and then also the door opened. He said, and this little red-headed Scotsman opened the door Alex over that'll be Billy Bremner. Opened the door and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Are you Billy Bremner?" And he said, "No, I'm his brother, Willie Bremner." And he said, "Oh, sorry to bother you," and trotted off down the path. You see, and he went, no, son, come back. I'll sign it for him." And he signed Billy Bremner and gave it to him, and off he went. Now the kid was really confused. He thought, "Is this Billy Bremner's autograph, or is this his brother?" He could have a brother, Willie, everyone's called Willie, is this? And so this day, his friends say, "Do you remember you went," and he still doesn't know whether it's Billy Bremner's autograph, or perhaps he missed the irony, it is Willie Bremner, and is that worth more money? And he wrote to us, and loads of people sent me Billy Bremner's autograph to authenticate it, which means I'm quids in on the entire deal, and that, my friends, is how to run a newspaper.